Hello and a very warm welcome to On Design, a show brought to you by the team behind Section D, our weekly design show. I'm your host, Josh Fennett. Now, in each episode, we zoom in on an aspect of design that we think deserves a little bit more attention, from overlooked visionaries to architectural triumphs and everything in between. This week, Monocle's Latin Affairs correspondent Lucinda Elliott reports from the Palacio Salvo, the electric tower in the heart of Uruguay's capital that's played an outsized role in the city's history.
There are essentially two types of Uruguayan postcard. One depicts controversial footballing superstar Luis Suarez. The other features the city's most famous building, the legendary Palacio Salvo. With its whirling beehive-style top overlooking Montevideo's skyline, the Salvo was the tallest building in Latin America for decades. It takes its name from a family of three Italian immigrant brothers who commissioned architect Mario Pallanti to design it back in the 1920s. Uruguay, up to that point a poor farming country, had recently started exporting huge quantities of beef to Europe and beyond, thanks to the construction of the first refrigerating plant. And beef is still a prime export. These were the boom years. The Uruguayan peso was on a par with the US dollar, which helped fund the country's emblematic football stadium that hosted the first ever World Cup championship in 1930. Amid this economic expansion, the Salvo brothers drew up plans for a grand hotel with an elegant shopping arcade taking pride of place on the corner of the city's central square, with its mix of architectural styles from Art Deco and Gothic to the neoclassical. But the site had a rich history even before the tower was built. It was once occupied by the Giralda Cafe, where, in 1917, so the story goes, cafe-goers first heard the refrains of La Comparsita. It became one of the world's most recognised tango pieces. Written and performed by Uruguayan composer Gerardo Matos Rodriguez, they say he used to practice on the cafe piano, but was initially too shy to play the piece himself. Instead, it became well known through the performances of others. The building opened its doors in 1928, but it never did get off the ground as a hotel. Instead, the cramped rooms, designed for single occupancy, were rented out to private owners. Bizarrely, the tower was originally topped by a lighthouse with a rotating lamp that beamed out across 100 kilometres. Eventually, this was replaced by a radio antenna. The addition of the antenna had two important consequences. First, it raised the tower's height by 100 metres, making it Latin America's tallest building. Second, it attracted one of the tower's most interesting tenants.
Alberto Silva entrevista a los protagonistas de nuestro tiempo. Puntos de vista. Radiografías de nuestra gente.
CX30 Radio Nacional was a radio station that transmitted broadcasts from political dissidents throughout Uruguay's civil military dictatorship. During the late 1970s and early 80s, the studio was housed inside the building and became a popular meeting place for those who opposed the regime, sharing untold stories across the airwaves. The radio antenna was permanently removed in 2012, and today the building serves largely as an office block, with a handful of private residences and apartments. In a roundabout way, the Salvo brothers' original plan for a hotel has been belatedly realised. Some of the rooms are available for visitors to book through Airbnb. Only in very recent years have guided public tours been an option. There's plenty to see, including panoramic city views from an observation deck on the 11th floor, and even a secret communal rooftop garden tended to by tenants. But there's not a cafe or souvenir shop in sight. Because the building is still privately owned, it lacks the proper government funding and resources to fully renovate what could be a spectacular tourist attraction. The Salvo has faced an almost constant series of struggles since inauguration, falling on financial hardship and changing hands multiple times. But it's impossible to imagine the city without it. As a token of their affection for the building, local residents this year have funded a new dome that will reinstate the concept of the original lighthouse by projecting light out over the waterfront and across the city after dark. It seems that the Palacio Salvo still has a bright future ahead of it. Lucinda Elliott, for Monocle, in Montevideo.
Our very special thanks to Lucinda Elliott there for that report on the Torre Palacio Salvo in Montevideo. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can always listen to the full half-hour show on Monocle 24 on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or if you're on the move, download the podcast at any time you like. I'm Josh Fennett. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.